This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you haven't been here before, glad to have you aboard. Usually we talk about what's going on with COVID-19, and there are some good things to talk about. It's hard to say good and COVID-19 without choking, but actually there is some good news on that front, even though we keep hearing about hot spots. And speaking of hot spots, really the debate raging the last 3 weeks has been about police reform, police defunding, peaceful marches, because now it's really come mostly to that, and that's the good news there. Very little turning ugly. And as we head into another weekend and through it, let's hope that it stays that way. There's some big events coming up this weekend, including the president's rally in Tulsa, and many talking about whether or not that's safe, whether or not it's safe for those that will be in close proximity at a small arena, nevertheless a very big event. And then there's some interesting developments on the legal front. So as we jump into all of this at the tail end of the show, another version of This or That, because, hey, we got to lighten the load, right? And we're going to step into the mailroom as well. Plenty of you have hit me up with some interesting scenarios when it comes to the pandemic, recovery, and when it comes to what's happening with police in this country. But first, let's turn to COVID-19. As far as cases in the United States, 2,221,000 plus, just a little bit over that. Deaths, 119,912. Those that have recovered, and we love to see that number be higher, but still, at least it's a decent number, 695,166. In my opinion, anybody who dies from this, it's a horribly sad thing. We know older people and many of them that have been in facilities, unfortunately, especially in the beginning of the outbreak in February and March, really, is where we started to find out about some of those assisted living places that were rampant with COVID-19. Prisons, that's another place. And also we're seeing that in some cases where you have a lot of people obviously living in a tight region, which is what happened to New York and became the hottest spot of all in the very beginning of this. But it's a different story in New York with the slow role of the reopening. A lot of conversation about Texas, over 2,000 deaths in Texas. In fact, 2,105 recovered, 62,368. And in tracking where it has risen, hospitalizations, confirmations, that kind of thing, Texas and Arizona and Florida, of course, are some of the, what they call, again, hot spots. There is a model that predicts that there will be more than 200,000 deaths in the U.S. by October. But while that number gets your heart racing, I hope it does, because like I said, we don't want anyone to die from this wicked monster of a disease. And that's what it is, because there's no cure for it at this point. Well, we see these projections and look at where it will be. Some say because of reopening, people not wearing masks, having a more cavalier attitude, spreading to other areas. The one thing that we do know is there is really a lot of hope. In this past 10 days or so, we've gone from having a drug that helps those recover faster, and it's a steroid, which it reduces the coronavirus death, and then the deaths, rather. And then there's also the vaccine, the fast and furious work on the vaccine, despite fear of that second wave. Even Anthony Fauci, the top doc in the U.S., is saying he is a little optimistic. I don't even know if he used quite those words, but lately, when you've seen him or heard him, he hasn't been quite as, buoyant as far as the coronavirus is concerned in his conversations with various networks, etc. And he may warn that football might not be immune to this. He might be talking about sports and that, you know, the NFL season might not happen because of the second wave and needing to play in sort of a bubble format. But I just heard him talk about the fact that he feels confident in the vaccine efforts and thinks there won't be any more U.S. lockdown. So let me say that again for people who are fearing, oh no, we lock down again and that will cost us everything, our minds, our lives, and any economic security we think we could possibly acquire. But he's saying the United States doesn't need to do widespread lockdowns to bring the COVID-19 outbreak under control. Even though the daily infection rate has stayed flat, he's saying that he's optimistic that we'll soon have a vaccine that would end the pandemic, calling the early trial results encouraging, which is what I said a couple of days ago based on information I had from people who were close to others on the front line and what they could tell me and then what we all know. And that's great news. And there's certainly reasons to scurry to make that happen. And as he said, I don't think we'll be talking about going back to lockdowns, whether there's places like California and Texas that see the surge in their caseloads and maybe they reissue stay-at-home orders. I think we'll be talking about trying to better control the areas of the country that seem to be having the surge of cases. But that's really it. So the epicenters of New York and New Jersey, they're controlling their outbreaks. The virus is increasing in some other states, and there's a plateau in the sort of national case graph. If you were to look at what a graph would look like with the numbers that I just mentioned. And Fauci says that there's a localized approach with the country's returns to normal, including the question of when to reopen schools. And that is based on districts and areas that feel comfortable and what kind of modifications that they've made, what they've done with the classrooms, how many people or kids rather go to the schools. That also plays a very, very, very big part in what will happen. So it's not a one size fits all. And I think that's what's so puzzling to so many, right? In one way, you want to just say, well, if everybody would just do this, and I say that because we talk about the mask on or mask off. For goodness sake, if the mask helps, just wear the bloody mask. But and we did the unofficial poll, and it's split, pretty much almost split, between those who think the mask should be on and those who think the mask should be off. But bottom line is to hear Fauci feeling very, very optimistic, I think adds a new boost to how people are feeling about COVID-19. And of course, that's the conversation we're having in my backyard and in your backyard, everywhere you go, about social distancing, what it's been like, excitement over the potential of going someplace eventually, but how soon and when will that be is still a question mark for many, many people. It's not a question mark where we're headed next. Stay with us. Headed next to some of your thoughts and more.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com. sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
There's something about this mailbag music that makes me want to sit in a cafe, I don't know, somewhere in Louisiana. Oh, anywhere to listen to live music. That may be one of the things I miss the most. How about you? In fact, a couple of you actually asked me that question. We'll get to that deeper into the mailbag. But we go to this one first from Cooper. Cooper says, hey, Kate Delaney, I love your optimism in listening to the show because I think you are a hybrid of what really is happening and what you hope to see happen. And your challenges and your encouragement come through even when you're talking about the most horrific things that are happening in the United States. So thanks. You are a breath of fresh air. I listen to you, and I live in Portland. I listen as I am working on some of my projects a little bit later at night. All right, Cooper, spread the word. We like being in Portland, and I get a lot of email from the people in Portland. You know, that's on my bucket list, is to go to some of the wineries there because I hear they're really, really good. I had just a quick hit, I'll call it. I've been to Portland, but not really appreciating the whole winery thing. And of course, it's had enormous growth since I've been there. All right, this one is from Frank. Kate, the record number of cases, what's happening with the shift in the epicenters, and what's going on with some of the younger people not wearing masks and just being downright rude about it. And the mask shaming, really, on any side of this is ridiculous. You know, you used to say in the beginning of this, we're all in this together, and damn it, we are. Why can't we act like Americans and human beings? I can't understand how anyone could get into these fights that they get into over the mask situation and actually do the stare down thing, whether it's in a grocery store or wherever. Is shame on the people who do that. It's not even about politics, it's about humanity. Hear, hear. I said mask on, mask off. I don't get it. You know, if you know you're safe in your house. I mean, it's like somebody sent me an email about, well, why do I have to wear a mask in my house, for God's sake? No, that's not what anyone's saying about mask in the house. We're saying about when you're around a lot of people. And if they do the same thing for you, it protects your health. I mean, this is a proven scenario. This isn't something that's made up. Dr. Fauci, who I just heaped a bunch of praise on, because finally he's giving us really, a bigger ray of hope, because he's seeing what I'm seeing, but he's seeing it through scientific eyes. So I don't get it. I just don't get how the mask thing was politicized, except for that I get it. You know, if you say, well, it's my liberties, I can do what I want to do. If I don't want to do it, unless it's mandated, why do I have to do it? And then, of course, there was the guy who got thrown off the plane because it was mandated to wear the mask on the plane, and he didn't want to wear it. So five people, including the pilot, argued with him, and then enough was enough, you're off. And if you got to think about it with these airlines, I mean, like Delta, there was a story today about that I saw about Delta Airlines. I won't go too far down this rabbit hole, but 500 employees have tested positive for COVID-19. Testing positive, if I fly Delta, and I have, I don't want the flight attendants or the people around me to be COVID-19 positive, for goodness sake. And who would have expected that? So aviation has been crippled. I mean, the industry was brought to its knees like they haven't seen before. And there's also the human side to it, and that is employees. In fact, employees who have lost their life. And 500 testing positive, how many survive from that? Even though it's a very small amount, there's 90,000 employees of Delta, so that is a small amount, but you still don't want to be that person that deals with somebody who had COVID and you're on that same flight and they're in a jump seat, or they're one of the flight attendants, or they're one of the pilots and you brush against them somehow. Just saying. All right, we move on to this one from Raven. Kate, I listened to the show. I have been listening probably for half a year. I would have loved to have heard your earlier shows when Osama bin Laden was killed and what happened after that, and some of the big things that have shook up the world in the last 10 years since you've been doing this for more than a decade on this network anyway. And I'm wondering, and this is something completely different from the protests and Black Lives Matter and Juneteenth, and Donald Trump and the rally and everything else that we're talking about, COVID-19. But I happen to see this thing about too much sitting raises your risk for cancer. It was a blaring headline. I don't remember where I saw it. I think it was in JAMA or something. And I'm wondering if that shakes you up at all, because I know I spend too much time sitting. And so I know you do health segments. It'd be good to know more about, is that really a proven thing, or are we just talking about it because we see people gain more weight and that kind of stuff? No, they did a study, and they had people wear a tracking device, or what they called an accelerometer, during their waking hours for 7 consecutive days between 2009 and 2013, and none of the people had cancer at the start of the study. And then what happened after a 5-year follow-up, they found most of the sedentary people, so the people sedentary, they had an 82% higher risk of dying from cancer compared to the least sedentary people. And, of course, then you adjust age, sex, all that kind of stuff, disease. You know, but prior to that, more than 50% of cancers are preventable through healthy choices like diet, exercise, not smoking, da-da-da. And the whole sitting thing, past studies relied on self-reported behavior. So this was one of the first things they saw with the tracking devices. So you know what it means? Get off your duff. Walk around, sit on one of those balls, do some knee bend, something. And I get it, because, you know, especially now, if you're staying at home, you're not even moving around a big office building or jetting out for that unhealthy lunch, whatever it is. I mean, I think we're well aware of it. Of course, exercise, biking, anything, water aerobics, gardening, tennis, you know, it's easy to figure out what you can do no matter what your age is. But this isn't a lecture because, like everyone else, I'm always struggling to find that time to do that too. But it's an interesting thing to bring up. So how about that? All right, then we move on to this one. This one is from John, who says, "Kate, what's the when you think about the virus and having to stay at home? What's the thing that you miss most?" Well, the thing I miss most is family. I have a lot of family in Florida. I have family back east. I'm in the great state of Texas, and I haven't seen them. I was supposed to go to Ireland. We were going to take the show there. I was going to be with my family there and show them all over, and that got kaput, like everything else for other people as well. So I would say family and just the normal things that we do that we just take for granted. Jump in a car, go meet someone, go run errands where you're not worried about, can we go in? Do we have to wait? What are we doing? And even going to restaurants. You weren't thinking, am I safe? Am I not safe? Do they clean this place up? You know, what's the deal with that? So I'd say that, and I would say live music. Live music would be on the top of my list. You know, jazz, some R&B, rock. I even like some country. I mean, I'm like eclectic. Anything live, something live, and I haven't been able to do that. Just like all of you. So that would be on my list. Small price to pay, though, if we get out of this on the other side, which I feel optimistic about. I feel optimistic today. I feel optimistic, and I don't know about you. Do you feel optimistic? And then this one from Mark. Kate, I heard you talk about, I had to put this one in. I heard you talk about the Roosevelt Bridge and the fact that you've been over it a bunch of times. It is a beauty, isn't it? But with that crack in it, it has really screwed things up in having to drive on the one side. But who would want to be going over the bridge and see the bridge collapse before your very eyes? And we've seen that happen before, and it's horrifying. And of course, we know there's other bridges that have collapsed and have taken the lives of people. Yeah, the worst bridge collapse in history. There have been a few of them. In the 80s, there was a couple of them. I'm even going to include the Hyatt Regency Hotel Skywalks. That was in Kansas City, Missouri. I remember my mother talking about that. Tampa, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. That was in 1980. Ooh. Hang with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Capitol Hill is reacting to the Supreme Court ruling on DACA. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. As far as the president's next steps, Republican Senator from Oklahoma, James Lankford, tells Fox News.
Well, the president, I would assume, is going to come out and say, okay, we're going to go back and reevaluate this. Clearly, no president is supposed to be, until today, bound by the actions of a previous president. No president can make legislation that can't be undone. But now the court has said any president can only undo the actions of a previous president if the court agrees to that. And that's absurd, again, on its face. It violates all separation of powers.
Loses 40, but NASDAQ and S&P gain. This is USA Radio News. There's been a death in one of America's most famous political families. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The last surviving member of what many Americans at the time referred to as Camelot has passed away. The last surviving sibling to former President John F. Kennedy, Jean Kennedy Smith, died yesterday in her Manhattan home. She was 92. She was also the former U.S. ambassador to Ireland. She lived for decades longer than most of her siblings, whose lives tragically ended, of course, including the former President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Supporters of President Trump have convened on Tulsa ahead of a Saturday event being billed as a pro-Trump rally. Trump said more than a million people had requested tickets for the event at the Bank of Oklahoma Center. The rally comes amid an uptick in COVID-19 cases in the area. The Trump campaign has said that every attendee will be subjected to a temperature check. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Cave, as I like to call it. So what about sports? I keep getting asked this question. When are we going to see sports again? What's happening in sports? And the answer is some sports are going to try to make it work. We've talked about the NBA and the bubble they'll be in Orlando at a special section of Disney World. I'm going to call it their athletic bubble competition area. That's how they call it. But that's what it's turning into. And then the hotels that the teams will be in and what they have to do. And they'll be isolated, really, for at least a month before their families can come down and see them. And it's a limited amount of people that will be able to do that. But it's coming back. It's happening. And there'll be playoffs in Orlando. Very, very strange. To think about it, but this is the world we live in, right? If you're going to have sports come back, it's going to have to be in a bubble. And most likely, in most cases, without fans or a lot less fans than you normally would see, because that's the whole thing. Nobody wants to take responsibility for some kind of a breakout or some kind of a problem due to the coronavirus. There are questions about the NFL and the safety there and what the NFL will do and how would they handle a second wave. And you think of the Raiders and the Raiders opening their new stadium in Las Vegas and what a big giant splash moment that would be and how tough the tickets would be to get. And people who are season ticket holders to any of the NFL teams are wondering, okay, what happens next? And you don't think about things like this, but people, this is their entertainment. They save up their whole life, and they finally get that shot, and it just happens to be the poor timing of it all. How about if the Steelers meet the Cowboys at the NFL Hall of Fame game? The Ohio governor is saying, it's going to be without fans most likely because it's scheduled for August 6th in Canton, Ohio. And traditionally, that's when you really start thinking about football. That game happens, and then before you know it, in a blink of an eye, a month later, it's the real stuff. It's the beginning of the beginning. So the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cowboys, as part of the enshrinement weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that's what it would have been. And it may just be that it's the game and limited amount of people. But who knows? You know, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Ohio has surpassed 42,000, the death toll approaching 2,600. This is updated numbers. And the NFL and the Players Union are talking about potential changes to the preseason schedule, eliminating some of the games at the late start to training camp, a gradual increase of players' workload. The Steelers and the Cowboys are supposed to go to training camp on July 22nd, 15 days before the preseason game. So the NFL's offseason, of course, has been entirely virtual, and only players who are rehabbing injuries are allowed at the team facilities. And some coaches are allowed to return, provided they comply with whatever the local law is and the NFL guidelines. Steelers coach, for example, Mike Tomlin, returned to Pittsburgh and the Steelers facility more than a week ago. And this is what the new normal is. I hate that term, the new normal. But this is what it is. It's maybe a little of this, maybe a little of that, but the one guarantee is caution with fans and big stadiums because it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Now, Anthony Fauci, the top doc, does say Major League Baseball shouldn't play too deep into the fall. And you have Commissioner Rob Manfred, who rejected the union 70-game proposal, because that's what the Players Association proposed, that this is where they go, but the plan was rejected immediately. Immediately. So the 70-game season would have been July 19th through September 30th, and then spring training would have started June 26th to the 28th, and that's it. Expanded playoffs to 16 teams in 2020 and 2021. Minimum pool for playoff shares in 2020. 50-50 split of TV revenue for additional postseason games. Salary advance forgiveness. Well, you get the idea. It didn't work anyway. They didn't want to do that. So will we see, will we see the two sides figure this out and get back to the business of baseball or not? Or is this, dead in the water, I guess, so to speak? Golf will go on. The show must go on. It's just a little quieter. We have the golf clap in the background. Can you hear it? Now that's what it's like. There is no clapping. There's no clapping anymore. Unless the players are clapping for themselves. That's it. But the PGA Tour is happy to report no positive tests for the second week. Which, you have people coming from different directions and they come in contact with other people, no matter how good of a job they're doing. But to have 2 weeks straight of zero positive coronavirus tests is good. And everybody's in Hilton Head, South Carolina now at this point. They did 954 tests over 2 weeks. 98 players, caddies, family members who boarded chartered flights from Dallas on Monday to travel to Hilton Head for the second event of the tour's revised schedule. After the 13-week shutdown because of the pandemic, so those who traveled to South Carolina on their own were required to take a test on site. So the plan in place is working. Rory McIlroy, the number one ranked player in the world, says it's great to hear 2 weeks in a row there's no positive tests. That's what we just have to keep doing. It doesn't surprise me because I feel like the plan that's been put in place here has been very, very, very good. And it's interesting because there's another tour, which is like a feeder tour to the PGA Tour. It's called the Corn Ferry Tour. That's who sponsors it. There have been 408 total coronavirus tests with two positive results from non-players. The first five events of the PGA Tour schedule are played without spectators. Limited number of fans for the Memorial Tournament, July 16th, which is the Golden Bears Tournament, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Fitting place to kick that up, but limited amount of people that will be able to go and partake and watch. Although if you're one of those limited people with the lucky tickets that somehow probably are related to players, and then there's others that get there for other reasons, it's like the whole place, you have the whole place yourself, right? We can spread out in the stands. No worries, right? Get plenty of spots along the ropes. It's easy to see. I can see all the shot making because nobody tall is blocking my space. It's very strange in one way and very, I don't know, there's something about not seeing the fans that makes me breathe a sigh of relief, frankly, because we're not talking about the wildfire that could spread. Just one person running into another person, then into another person, and well, you get it. It would just spread. And no one wants to see that. So the idea of sparse fans is okay for me. Is it okay for you? Hopefully it is, right? Because it should be. I mean, this is lives we're talking about. And to me, that's the most important thing. And at any venue, it's not going to be crazy enough to try and tackle that and pull apart the legalities of what is your responsibility, what is the facility's responsibility. I mean, that would be an absolute nightmare, wouldn't it? Absolute nightmare. This is not mind-boggling, but very interesting. Alabama and Ohio State announced Thursday they're going to play each other in football in 2027 and 2028. It's the first meetings between the programs at non-neutral sites. The first game will be played at Ohio State on September 18th, 2027. It sounds so funny to say that. 2027. Alabama's going to host the second game in September of 2028. So non-conference schedule, that is kind of a toughie, don't you think, Nick Saban? Well, what he says is, the Alabama coach, I've coached a lot of years in the SEC and Big Ten, and Bryant-Denny Stadium and Ohio Stadium are two of the very best environments in college football. And, of course, the bigger, juicier opponent is what everybody wants to see. Alabama leads the all-time series 3-1, but Ohio State won the most recent meeting, we know that, at the Sugar Bowl, 42-35, a semifinal game for the college football playoff. Ah, to have college football back again. One of my favorites. And especially, and it doesn't even matter, it doesn't even have to be one of the big, big games, right? Texas, by the way, had 13 players test positive for coronavirus. 13 at the University of Texas. Presumed to be positive for the disease. Ooh. So they're not going to be cleared. They identify them, isolate them, that whole thing. Tail end of the show, this or that, on the flip side. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain.
All right, tail end of this hour, we swing into one of my favorite things because we get to bring Eric, the technical maestro for the show, to the stage for a little of this or that. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You know what? I'm going to reveal something. You and I were talking about tired eyes. I wonder how many people listening understand and know. And you knew right away when I said tired eyes. I wonder how many people are having tired eyes. Like maybe tired and much more weary because of staying in or the pandemic or whatever. I think people are more weary because of that.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be due to like the warmer weather too. The heat. I don't know. I'm always surprised that it seems like most people don't get like the tired eyes. Like I notice like when someone's really tired, they might not look tired at all. Where I'm like the opposite.
Yeah, me too. You and I have the same disease. I mean, but I always had it even as a kid, like, you know, teenager or whatever. I would get tired eyes and I'd just be out. I mean, that would be it. You know, like my nephew, it's funny. It's funny to say this, but what the heck, you know? My nephew, when I would see my nephew and he was little and he just wanted to be with me and I had crazy hours and he'd be showing me, I don't know, Planet Blue or who knows what we were watching, Blue's Clues or something, he'd always be saying, Aunt Kate, Aunt Kate. He'd be pulling my eyelids up. It was hilarious. Like, I'd be like, this kid is going to take my eye out. I'd wake up and he would be pulling my eye. You know, he'd be three. He'd be pulling my eyelid. We still joke about that. All right, this or that. It's not about tired eyes. And if you have it, I feel sorry for you because, you know what, just put your head down. We understand. So rock climbing or helicopter skiing, a little bit of the extreme sports. You have a choice. You have to do one. Somebody's going to coach you, so we're not just going to throw you up against the rocks or throw you out of the helicopter. But you have the opportunity to do it with some good training. Which one would you pick?
Rock climbing.
Have you done rock climbing ever?
Not the real thing, no.
Just on a fake wall in a mall somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Mall of America, where you climb to the top of the mall and hit the top and say, woohoo, I'm at the top of Minneapolis.
Exactly.
I don't know. Helicopter skiing would probably scare me to death, flying out of a helicopter, no matter what. No matter who was training me or whatever, I probably would go for rock climbing too. I probably would. As long as you don't look down, the whole looking down thing would be creepy. I don't know how people do it. When they get really high and it's that freestyling.
Yeah, I'm afraid of heights, so.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't before, but it just seems like you just get that way. Like sort of one day the switch of, oh, I'm not so sure I'm so crazy about this. This doesn't make sense. All right, I'm sure there's people like right now saying, what are they talking about? Helicopters, skiing. People can relate to this. Meat sauce or meatballs on your pasta?
I like meatballs.
Meatballs.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the, you mean like with the meat and the sauce?
Right, like where you just, so it's just meat, like you go to a restaurant, they said, do you want meat sauce, or, you know, like they'll have angel hair and meat sauce, or they'll have angel hair or spaghetti with meatballs, because there is a difference, right? It's loose meat in sauce.
Yeah, definitely meatballs then.
Meatballs. I'm meatballs too. I grew up, my favorite meal, my grandmother would make it like all day long. You would smell it all day long. The meatballs, the real sauce, the thing cooking, and so that's one of the best things I make, meatballs. But what's interesting is meatballs have more gunk in them, are more fattening than meat sauce. So a lot of people go for the meat sauce, if they even eat meat, because so many people are vegetarians now. So, but yeah, I'm with you. So that's two for two, meatballs and rock climbing. Wow, are you like the little brother I didn't have? I do have one little brother, but are you another little brother I didn't have? All right, maybe. You know, maybe there's something I'll have to do. Ancestry.com, figure that out, see if that's right or not. Okay, how about, yeah, maybe. Webcam or not? Do you like being on a webcam or not?
No.
I like that. No. So if somebody came along and said, listen, and we're gonna give you money, we're gonna give Eric money, we'll give Nathan money when he does it, just like some of like Dan Patrick and all those people. We're gonna put your show on the tube so we can stream it. You wouldn't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
You would get paid.
Oh, in that case,
money, 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 money talks. That's what you're telling us.
Yeah,
you could sell out for money.
I don't know. Humans are highly adaptable. Maybe we can get used to it, you know?
Yeah, maybe we can get used to it. For me, it doesn't bother me, the webcam thing, but that's because of speaking and because of doing television. You just do it. You just look into the little camera, and that's it, and it's not as big of a deal, right? But I think if I hadn't, it might bug me more. Now, when I say webcam versus not, the whole Zoom thing with people all the time, no, I'm tired of that, right? Because I'm doing that professionally. That's my other thing, speaking. I just did a virtual thing the other day. And there, of course, I'm on camera. But at friends, family, people calling, everybody wanting to Zoom, no. No. Mm-mm. I just want to have a regular conversation.
Yeah. I don't even really like talking on the phone or texting very much. I like just face-to-face, old school, you know.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Yeah, you know what? I'm like that too. I get, but you're a guy, so you can get away with that. Because I'm a woman, you get knocked for that. Especially female friends. Like, do you answer your phone? Oh yeah. Do you answer your phone? How come you don't? Blah blah blah. And they then on the phone forever and ever for an hour and a half. That's just way too much for me. Way too much. All right. How about this? This is a good one. Because now people do this, and I have a philosophy on this. A physical card in the mail for, like, your birthday or holidays or whatever versus an email card. Which are you?
I've always been, like, a real physical card type of guy, but I think I can get used to, like, the virtual email cards. I could just because of the convenience, you know?
Right, so you could be adaptable, you're saying.
Yeah.
But you like the physical cards. I like the physical cards. You know why? Because we don't get that much mail, except for people giving us bills or crummy mail. Like, you get solicited for things. Like, I get, like, 50 garage door offers or whatever it is that's in the mail. So getting physical cards, I think, is kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant, like, birthday cards type, like that.
Yeah, it could be any kind of card.
Oh. Well, yeah, then I prefer, like
physical.
No, virtual stuff. Like, I thought you meant, like, personal cards.
Right. So virtual. All right. Virtual versus the physical cards. But see, now you know if somebody physically did it, they went to that extra trouble.
Yep.
Right, so there is that little extra edge there. All right, it's late at night, and you get to grub somewhere. Do you go to Denny's, or do you go to IHOP?
I'll go with the old, reliable, classic Denny's.
Denny's for the Grand Slam platter?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my gosh. How many calories do you think are in those Grand Slam breakfasts?
Right, like 2,000.
Oh, I'd have to, like, run 10 miles. But there is something about that, right? With the, the pancakes. And what else do you get with that? Eggs, hash browns. I like their hash browns. That was, like, a free spot for Denny's. I didn't do that on purpose, but we both picked Denny's. There you go. Sorry, IHOP. Sorry, not sorry, I guess, yeah. All right, this or that. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. I'm going to say it again, #, we're all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.